This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. In a sharp escalation of pressure on Israel's war conduct, the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has paused the shipment of weapons to Israel amid mounting concern about its plan to expand a military operation in Rafah that the United States does not support. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this story.
As casualties mounted in Gaza, the Biden administration warned in early April that U.S. support for Israel's war efforts would come with conditions unless it took concrete steps to protect civilians. With Israel launching its operation earlier this week in Rafah, in the southern part of Gaza, where 1.3 million civilians are sheltering, the U.S. warning came to fruition on Wednesday. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
We are currently reviewing some near-term security assistance shipments in the context of the unfolding events in Rafah.
It's the first time the U.S. leveraged a weapons transfer to influence Israel's war conduct since Hamas' October 7 terror attack. Human rights groups have long demanded the U.S. stop weapons transfers, accusing Israel of using them in violation of humanitarian law. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The Rafah border crossing with Egypt has been closed since Israel's military took control of the Palestinian side early Tuesday, blocking the entry of vital humanitarian aid. Israel said it reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing, the other main aid entry point, early Wednesday. However, the World Food Program says no aid has entered and there is no one to receive it on the Palestinian side. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. That's VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman said aid groups are concerned about the security of the crossings.
Aid groups in the United Nations are warning of another humanitarian disaster if these crossings cannot be reopened quickly. Israel says much depends on the ceasefire talks. Its leaders say they're ready for a compromise, but if there's no deal, they are pledging to press ahead with this Rafah offensive.
That was AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. The United Nations says northern Gaza is already in a state of full-blown famine. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of displaced and exhausted Palestinians have packed up their tents and other belongings from Rafah, dragging families on a new exodus. Israel on Monday issued evacuation orders for eastern parts of the city before seizing the nearby Rafah crossing with Egypt. Police used pepper spray to clear a pro-Palestinian tent encampment at a university in Washington, D.C. Wednesday. About 33 people were arrested at George Washington University. The charges included assault on a police officer and unlawful entry. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said she and Police Chief Pamela Smith decided to clear the camp because of signs that the protest was becoming more volatile and less stable. But Hala Hamir, the mother of a George Washington University student, told reporters Wednesday the university's claims about diversity and free speech are in contrast with their recent actions.
The GW administration strongly highlighted its support for diversity, free speech, and activism. But the administration's disgraceful response to this peaceful anti-genocide protest shows that those words were mere lip service.
Tensions on college campuses across the United States have risen due to standoffs with protesters of the Israel-Hamas war. In sports, the Florida Panthers posted a 6-1 rout of the visiting Boston Bruins Wednesday night to tie their National Hockey League playoff series at one game apiece. Here's AP correspondent Gethin Kuba.
After allowing a first-period goal by Charlie Coyle, Florida scored six unanswered goals, three in the second and three in the third. Alexander Barkov had a pair of goals, including the eventual winner at 9:49 of the second.
Overall, we did what we wanted to do. Obviously, they got the lead in the first period, but we didn't change the thing. We just wanted to keep playing our game, keep playing hard, and getting more to the net, and that's what we did whole game.
Sergei Bobrovsky made 15 saves. Boston goalie Jeremy Swayman allowed four goals on 23 shots before being pulled in the third. I'm Gethin Kulba.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.